Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Washington Senators and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Ed Brinkman. Batting second. The center fielder, Ed Stroud. Batting third. The left fielder, Frank Howard. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Cap Peterson. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Mike Epstein. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Ken McMullen. Batting seventh. The catcher, Paul Casanova. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Tim Cullen. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Frank Bertaina. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Frank Bertaina. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Don Buford. Batting second. The center fielder, Tommy Agee. Batting third. The first baseman, Tommy McCraw. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Ken Berry. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Ron Hansen. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Pete Ward. Batting seventh. The catcher, Jerry McNairtney. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Al Weiss. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bruce Howard. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Bruce Howard. And now, play ball. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ed Stroud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stroud strikes out. One out. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard strikes out. There goes Brinkman. The throw from McNairtney to Hansen, and Brinkman is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Casanova settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee strikes out. Two outs. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cullen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Cap Peterson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peterson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Berry. Peterson reaches second base with a double. Mike Epstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Peterson moves to third. Mike Epstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Epstein is hit by the pitch. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen hits a fly ball into right field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Casanova is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casanova hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Peterson scores. Epstein moves to second. It's 1-0, Senators. Tim Cullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Epstein scores. Casanova moves to second. It's 2-0, Senators. Don McMahon now pitching. Frank Bertaina is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bertaina hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCraw fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Senators 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cullen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hansen moves to third. Jerry McNairtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNairtney hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hansen scores. Ward moves to second. It's 2-1, Senators. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss strikes out. Two outs. Don McMahon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMahon strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators 2, and the White Sox 1. The Senators will come to bat. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Brinkman hits a pop-up towards the mound. McMahon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Stroud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stroud is 0-for-1 in the game. Stroud hits a fly ball into center field. AG settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0-for-1 in the game. Howard strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0-for-1 in the game. Buford hits a fly ball into left field. Howard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0-for-1 in the game. Agee hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Agee. The throw from Casanova and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0-for-1 in the game. McCraw hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Cullen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-1 in the game. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bertena fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators 2, and the White Sox 1. The Senators will come to bat. Cap Peterson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peterson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Peterson hits a fly ball into left field. Ward settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Epstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Epstein is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Epstein takes first base on ball 4. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen is 0-for-1 in the game. McMullen hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Berry. McMullen reaches second base with a double. Epstein moves to third. Paul Casanova is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casanova is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Casanova is walked intentionally. Tim Cullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cullen hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McMahon fields it, throws to the plate for one, and over to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators 2, and the White Sox 1. the White Sox will come to bat. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hansen takes first base on ball 4. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Ward hits a fly ball into center field. Stroud settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry McNairtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNairtney is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. McNairtney hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators 2, and the White Sox 1. The Senators will come to bat. Frank Bertena is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bertena is 0-for-1 in the game. Bertena hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Weiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Brinkman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ed Stroud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stroud is 0-for-2 in the game. Stroud takes first base on ball 4. Brinkman moves to second. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNairtney fires to second and picks off Brinkman for the out. Two outs. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Stroud. The throw from McNairtney and he is out, Weiss applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss is 0-for-1 in the game. Weiss hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Kenworthy pinch hits for Don McMahon. Dick Kenworthy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kenworthy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cullen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0-for-2 in the game. Buford hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Agee hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Cullen fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators 2, and the White Sox 1. The Senators will come to bat. Wilbur Wood now pitching. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0-for-2 in the game. Howard hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. McCraw settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cap Peterson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peterson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Peterson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mike Epstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Epstein is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Epstein hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCraw fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. McMullen hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Epstein moves to second. Paul Casanova is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casanova is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Casanova hits a line drive to center field. Agee throws towards third. Buford fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Buford. Epstein scores. McMullen moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 3-1, Senators. Tim Cullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cullen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Weiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0-for-2 in the game. McCraw hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-2, Senators. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-2 in the game. Berry hits a fly ball into center field. Stroud settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hansen hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Cullen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Ward hits a fly ball into center field. Stroud settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators 3, and the White Sox 2. The Senators will come to bat. Frank Bertena is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bertena is 0-for-2 in the game. Bertena strikes out. One out. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Brinkman hits a fly ball into left field. Ward settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Stroud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stroud is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Stroud is hit by the pitch. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Stroud moves to third. Bob Locker now pitching. Jim King now playing right field. Ken Berry now playing left field. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0-for-3 in the game. Howard hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Weiss misplays the ball. That's an error on Weiss. Stroud scores. That run is unearned. It's 4-2, Senators. Fred Valentine pinch runs for Frank Howard. Cap Peterson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peterson is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Peterson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators 4, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Fred Valentine now playing left field. Darrell Knowles now pitching. Jerry McNairtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNairtney is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. McNairtney hits a fly ball into right field. Peterson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss is 0-for-2 in the game. Weiss hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knowles fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Knowles. Weiss moves to second. Jim King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. King strikes out. Two outs. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Knowles fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 4, and the White Sox too. The Senators will come to bat. Mike Epstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Epstein is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Epstein strikes out. One out. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. McMullen strikes out. Two outs. Paul Casanova is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casanova is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Casanova hits a fly ball into right field. King settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 4, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Agee hits a ball on the ground towards first. Epstein juggles the ball. That's an error on Epstein. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. McCraw hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Cullen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 3 in the game. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cullen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. AG moves to second. Two outs. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Senators 4, and the White Sox 2. The Senators will come to bat. Tim Cullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullen is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cullen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Weiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Darryl Knowles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knowles hits a fly ball into left field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Brinkman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Weiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Senators 4, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Wayne Causey pinch hits for Bob Locker. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey strikes out. One out. Jerry McNairtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNairtney is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. McNairtney hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Joe Horland pinch runs for Jerry McNairtney. Smokey Burgess pinch hits for Al Weiss. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess strikes out. Two outs. Jim King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. King is 0 for 1 in the game. King strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Washington Senators, 4, and Chicago White Sox, 2. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.